Now, as we mentioned earlier, the first disease to be wiped off the face of the planet was a human disease, smallpox. One of the scientists who led that campaign more than 30 years ago was William Fagy. At the time, he worked for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. He's now a senior fellow at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Fagy has come out with a new book called House on Fire: The Fight to Eradicate Smallpox. He recalls that one of the keys to success was a strategy he adopted out of necessity while working in Nigeria. He says the original plan was to do mass vaccination, to vaccinate everybody in affected countries. But he found himself facing a shortage of vaccine.
And so we enlisted local missionaries to find which villages actually had the smallpox so that we could use our vaccine on those villages rather than other places. And we were surprised to have smallpox disappear within weeks, even though we had done a small fraction of the population with vaccine. Then we tried it on a larger area of eastern Nigeria, then throughout West and Central Africa, and finally around the world. And it worked every place. It wasn't a new strategy. The British had suggested this in the 1890s, but it was always seen as a second strategy. Do mass vaccination, get transmission rates down, then use surveillance and containment. We tried it as the primary strategy, and it worked.
In your book, House on Fire, can you explain what House on Fire refers to?
The title of the book comes from a young Indian who was able to convince a minister of health to not stop the surveillance containment program and go back to mass vaccination by saying to him, "When I grew up in a village, if someone's house caught on fire, we all put water on their house rather than just spreading it around the village. Putting it on their house is equivalent to surveillance containment. Spreading it around the village is equivalent to mass vaccination." And the Minister of Health changed his mind hearing that, and he gave us one more month to prove we could do it.
Well, the eradication effort was successful, but there is, as you well know, a polio eradication program that's been going on for years now that has not yet succeeded. The disease keeps coming up in countries such as Pakistan and Kazakhstan. What has gone wrong, in your view, with the polio eradication program?
Polio is much more difficult because of all of the subclinical cases. And so you may go weeks before you have any indication that polio is in an area. But we have proof of concept that polio did disappear from this country, the last outbreak being 1979. It disappeared from this hemisphere, disappeared from Europe. We know it can happen. It's just a matter of the tenacity to keep following this. I think our real problem now with polio has to do with conflict. And so I worry about the Congo, Afghanistan, Pakistan, because it's so difficult to work in war areas. You can't just stop everything for a day and have immunization days. And so you have to work with the people on both sides of the fighting to get them to help with the project. But it's just so much more difficult.
There are other public health experts who've worked on smallpox in particular. I'm thinking of D.A. Henderson, who say that eradication has become this kind of holy grail. Everybody wants to get there. Everybody wants to attain it. But for some diseases, it may simply be too difficult or too expensive. What do you say to that?
It has the ultimate benefit-cost ratio. That is, if you achieve eradication, at some point you stop the inputs, and now it's just benefits. And so I think eradication, wherever it is feasible, should be done, simply because the long-term benefits are such that we're leaving a gift for our grandchildren. We're paying for it now, contrary to so much of what we do, which is to borrow from the future.
What about malaria, then? Do you believe that we should try to eradicate that as well?
I do. I think there may be six diseases that will be eradicated before I die. Smallpox and rinderpest, guinea worm, polio, measles, probably onchocerciasis. Malaria may take a little bit longer unless I'm really lucky. But yes, we need to try to eradicate malaria, and I'm very optimistic about it.
Dr. Fagy, thank you for your thoughts and your recollections. We're going to continue this conversation online, where our listeners are going to be asking you about your book and about ongoing efforts to eradicate disease. We look forward to that.
Thank you very much.
William Fagy's new book is called House on Fire: The Fight to Eradicate Smallpox. If you'd like to join the online conversation with him, go to theworld.org/science and click on the link for the latest science forum.